It's hardly a cornerstone of the GOP spending plan, and some question whether the idea even belongs there in the first place. But if the Republican budget were to become law in its current form, summer break could come earlier for school kids. Krivitz Representative Jeffrey Massaw's proposal would end the requirement that schools be in session for 180 days. He says that for many districts, shaving days off their calendar could save thousands of dollars in busing costs.
School districts that are in the rural areas inner cities specifically are having a tough time with their budgets and with declining enrollment and everything else. And if this can save them some money on their budgets and help them out in that way, I guess that's what I'm looking at.
The proposal would not change the amount of time kids have to be in class. For example, junior high and high school students would still have to be in school for more than 1,100 hours. While school boards have backed the idea in the past, teacher unions oppose it. Andy Gussert with Wisconsin's American Federation of Teachers says the plan only helps businesses who rely on student workers in the summer.
At the core of this, it's not an education issue as much as it is a business issue for them to try and get cheap labor.
The proposal is one of several that lawmakers from both parties stuck in the budget to give themselves more bargaining power at the conference table. Governor Jim Doyle vetoed a similar plan last session. At the time, Doyle warned that lengthening the school day by just 10 minutes could knock off an additional week of school and end up hurting students. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.